is holding on Rashi's and Yilachman Beis by the Gemara. Shema min amir Rabbanan. The Amri Shashliach Yitvah Sashtar L'tzarech L'Evad. The Shliach can go on his own without being appointed and decide to be kind of the star Shichra for the Evad. Alvagav the Balka Mahadar Bey. Now, therefore, now, even though the owner wants to afterwards retract, he's not the shlich of the Odin, so he's basically holding on to the shtar against the will of the Odin. So you see, Tovus Balchayv, Odin in a shuk, a stranger, a non-interest party from the street, Shatoif is metaltli benichse ruve in the tzarech shimon shu Balchayv. He wants to step in and be kind of the items from the loiva for the malva. It's kind of. So he asked him, Yitzhak Bar Yosef asked him, Hilmokim Shechav Lacherim. So Lashon Shelahu, he's asking it as a question. He's saying, in other words, the Bach adds in the words, Klomer, Vinishwamine, can we derive from here Nami Afil B'mokim Shechav, Hatefes Azeb, Tisosu, Zois, Lelevi? That this idea of taking possession from Reuven for Shimon does not work when there's also Levi out there. Tahavli Nami Balchayv the Reuven, he's also Balchayv. But Tavis Eshakarim, the Tophus, the Tzarek Shimon, Mafsid is Levi. So this person who's intervening for Shimon is preventing Reuven from using the items and being mafsid Shimon that he owes the money to, but meanwhile he's also causing damage, a lateral damage to Levi. But Tamanami, do we say in that situation Nami that's kana? Tomasis Nami shliach that type is le'ebed v'chav le'bailam. Because that's this scenario is what's happening over here. He's benefiting the ebed, but he's making the bailam the adon lose. Okay, so he said even. He said, in. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu awoke and said, that's wrong. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's only when it doesn't work if it's Chav L'Cherim. We see in our Mishnah that it does work. It's not like the average scenario, a person is coming totally out of the blue and deciding to intervene. Elabal oso shliach liz kusboi. The Baal is asking him to do this. So even though the Shliach doesn't know about it, so then you just use the regular parsha of Shchiyah Shlomofonov to work. But on the Odin's part, who's the Mafsid, he told him to do it. So the more I tie this into Bechugs or Bliaz and the Rabbanim, Mishalikit Baal Abayis, Osher, Shalikit is a payah. It's going to be mastered other aniyim. He's doing it for one ani to the detriment of other aniyim. So Rabbi Eliezer says it works, and the Chachamim say no. Why not? Because there's a pasuk losalakit laani. Some chinu rachmana losalakit laani, but like here, the shein smuchim losalakit atol letzarcha ani. You cannot gather the payah for the benefit of one of the aniyim. Yesu Darshan is Lahas Oni Al Shaloi, Oni a Roy Lito Peya, Vieshlo Soda. See, he has a field, the field is not making enough that he's considered an usher, so he has a lochic right to Peya. So I would think that maybe he could take the Peya for himself. He's a Roy Akosav Lahaniach Bapeya. The Torah commands him that he has to leave Peya in that field, even though he himself is an Oni.
Are there only two categories, Usher and Ani, and nothing in between?
Are there only two categories, Ani and what?
Usher.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, Usher doesn't.
For this purpose, anybody who's on Ani is called an Usher. Right?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily would say that you're going to win the title for richest man in the world, but it means you're wealthy enough that you're functioning. That's considered an Usher for this purpose, yeah.
Thank you.
The Taylor Tess is over here. Tevis Bachel Makshim Chav L'Chevrim. So there's Makhlach Rashi and Tess. The scenario which we gave is Tevis Bachel Rashi is Adam in a Shuk. So a totally disinterested party comes in to take the Chosim from the Loiva for the Malva with the potential for another Loiva losing thereby. What would it be if the Loiva number one made him a shliach? So Loiva number one has a right to come to the Malva and take, Malva number one has a right to come to the Loiva and take his chayv. The fact that there is, if multiple Malvim come at one time, Besdin will make some type of chalukah between the properties between them. If we don't have any Eide Kedima, etc. But if one person comes in his own, he has a right to take. He's owed the money, he has a right to take. He makes a shliach to do it for him, to the detriment of other Malvim. So it's a philosoph shliach. This halacha, the Mokum Shalach doesn't work. It's even, not only is it through that Shia doesn't work, Shlichu doesn't work. Okay. Kenemucha Peperka Kosev, Gabi Yemer Bachoshu, Dharmalin the Shluchay, Mutalok Pirish Rashi, the Pirish Perkab of the Messiah, the Vaso Shlichu Kulyama Kona. So Rashi says that. That if he made him a shliach, it works. It's only if he didn't make him a shliach. And Tosis says that no, it's even if he made him a shliach. So Tosis says, I have a Gemara Ksubas which proves that. We'll hold that for a second. Tosis says in Savora, it doesn't make sense. This, it's not logical, Rashi's differentiation. Dein chilik, there's no difference. Tafilo lo oso shliach. Even if he didn't make him a shliach, he's a shliach. So, if shlichus works, then it would work. Even ski would also work. Rashi says shlichus works and ski doesn't work. Tosafot says it doesn't make any sense. We come out ski mitam shlichus. There's two mahalchim in the Quranim to understand how Schiyah Mitam Shlichus works. One is it works with a non-Sahadi. So I need to point to Shliach. But there is such a presumption of a desire to have a Shliach in a situation which is beneficial, it's as if I made a standing order, a situation which is schus for me, please become my Shliach. So I've appointed the shliach. One way to understand. The other way to understand is that the Torah, in a situation of schia, of schus, allows me to step in and become a shliach. So the Torah is making me the shliach, not the individual. The individual, it's Yesh Lamidas. He doesn't know about it. If he knew about it, he would make me a shliach. He doesn't know about it. So that's no good. That's not sufficient. And he never made this declaration. And this assumption that for sure he wanted it, and he as if he made it, not necessarily true. But we learn from a pasuk the concept of shliach, which means the Torah is telling me that I have a right, if I so wish, to become your shliach without through the power of the Torah is appointing me the shliach. So if the Torah is appointing me the shliach, it doesn't make sense that it should work in a situation. But it's very nice. It's a benefit for Shimon. It's a loss for Levi. So why would the Torah appoint me a shliach in that situation to benefit Shimon and make Levi lose? If it's the assumption that Shimon made me a shliach, so Shimon made me a shliach. So Tosafot says Rashi says shlichus works, but Shchia doesn't. Tosafot says I don't see the difference. What's the difference between Shchia and shlichus? They're both shlichus. So the argument doesn't make a lot of sense. If Shchia works, that the Adon, that the Mishalech is making him a Shliach, and you tell me Shlichus works, so why shouldn't Shchia work? We have to conclude that if Shchia doesn't work, Shlichus doesn't work either. Rashi comes along and says, what's one of the Shlichus? I made you a Shliach, so you're my Shliach. Shchia is the Torah's saying, listen, Reingold, you can go out there and help somebody do it. The Torah didn't say go help somebody when you're making somebody lose. The Torah didn't intervene in that situation. It says, the Torah says, listen, go out there and help Shimon and Wes of Levi. The Torah didn't ask me to do that, didn't authorize me to do that in that situation. So there's no parsha of Schiyah. The Torah intervening, it's a nice thing. The Torah said, you know what? Versus says, listen, I like people. I want to help. You know, Shimon, if you can help Shimon, I would like you to at least go help Shimon. Bershut didn't say, I like Shimon so much more than I love Levi, you should go help Shimon and her Levi. The Torah never made me a shliach in that situation. So then, if I made a shliach, there's a new parsha called shlichus. So I made you a shliach, so you're me, so you have a right to do the same thing I can do. But without, that shliach should work in that situation. So in Rashi's world, the difference between shliach and shlichus seems like a lot of sense. The only problem is Rashi about Metzia, and Daf Yud Beis, Daf Yud Aleph Beis, Rashi says, Schia works, the time Shlichus, Danan Sahari, so Shliach. Rashi says, that doesn't say like the Ksoi says, Rashi does not say that like the Ksoi says in other Rishonim, it's a Din Torah that he made him a Shliach. Rashi says, the Shliach made him a Shliach because he wants it. The way which would seem to be like Tosis's argument. So Tosis's argument is a very strong argument, and Rashi l'shitosei. In where the Ksois learns other Rishonim, then the difference that Rashi says between the two is correct. The Tosis brings a Rav in Gemara Ksubis, which was a situation of shlichus, and still the Morse doesn't work because it's chav l'cheirim. So Tosis is flipping it all the way around. That the scheme of Shlichus tells me that the parsha of Shlichus the Torah gave, the parsha of Shlichus, the Torah didn't give it, it's going to be detrimental to somebody. So the lawyer himself is not called detrimental. He has a chiyuv to pay money. So that's what he's supposed to do. But if it's going to cause a loss to another malva, that doesn't make sense. Okay. Next, Tosis is. Yes.
So there's two people, two malvin. One is allowed to go ahead and obtain some assets from the Lova, even though it is detrimental to the third malvin. Correct?
Correct.
Can you appoint a shliach explicitly to do that on his behalf?
That's what Rashi and Tosis are arguing about. Tosfos says no. Rashi says yes.
Even explicitly, Tosfos says no.
Right. The Torah did not give a partial shlichus in that situation.
Which was not valid. Okay. Thank you. I mean, up until now, I've been under the impression that a shlichus could basically do almost anything you can do. And you know, a correctly appointed shlichus as opposed to a volunteer.
We have scenarios in halacha where shlichus doesn't work. We had in the dorm, the more discussed, can you make a shlich for hafora or for hakama? Right? The more had a shayla, can you make a shlichus for hafora? But that's a case where we're questioning where the concept, what are the parameters of the concept of shlichus, when it applies and when it doesn't. Your question is, once it applies, are there any limits? I mean, there are cases that we all miss the lesson, but tonight, less of a shlichus. You can't make a shlich for chalitza. It was one of the problems I always had with the chalitza situation. They couldn't point the shlich to represent them. The person himself had to come. The husband had to come. The husband's brother, I'm sorry, had to come. Because miss the lesson, but tonight, shlich is less, you know, that's all around. We discussed it in Kedushin way back when. Is there a din of shlichus on the mitzvah shebagufa? Can I point your shlich to say kriya shema for me? I'll sleep in, you know, and you'll daven shacharis for me. That's a great arrangement, you know. Right? Many bachrim have questioned this question. So the Tosfos Reed asks the question, says, no, the mitzvah shebagufa, you can't... but Yeah, that seems to be a close Rashi and Tosis. Tosis points out over here in the Tosis the Maloihi, the small Tosis. So the Gemara is tying in. Rav Chista is tying in Chava Cher, whether it works or not, in Relesa and the Rabbanon, which means Relesa holds it works, and the Rabbanon holds it does not work, and we pass him like the Rabbanon. Comes along the Rabbanon and says, no, I don't see that necessarily true. Which means, even though Rabbanon could agree that Tovus the Bachar, Makshal Chava Cher works, and over here is a special pasuk. The more Rapapa's, we could read the Gemara, the Rapapa's saying, you're wrong, this is, and therefore even the Bonner agree that it works. That's not true. The Rapapa is the, that Gemara that Tosis quotes before in Ksuba's Pei Daled, where Tosis proves that even in case of Shlichus, it's a problem. It's Rapapa talking over there. And Rapapa says, Lakana. So Rapapa holds that Tavis Al-Homon Shal-Habachar Lakana. He's just saying, you cannot tie it into Rabbi Yashin Rabbana. Because I can learn the Rabbana hold, it works. But Halach Lamaisa, I'm asking that the Rabbana, that Halach, the Chachamim holds, it doesn't work, and we pass them like that. Yeah. Okay. Do I want to do the Tosis? I do, but it's probably not worth it. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara. So the mission continued, and Rameir said that it's a chayv, even by the case of the Eved being freed. The Chum said no, by case of Eved being freed, it's a benefit. And then the Chum said, because what could you argue? He's losing his financial support. The law is the Adam does not have to give him financial support if he so desires. So therefore, whatever he has is he's not really losing it because it's never guaranteed anyway. Okay, we can derive from here the rule. Yochel Harav Loimer, the master can say, "Le'evid, asay mi beni zoncha. I have a right to demand work from you, Be'evid Kanani." But I'm not going to support you, and you'll have to figure out yourself how to get some support. So the Mora says, no, you cannot prove that from the Mishnah, because I can tell you, that situation which you're suggesting, that the Rav could say, say mi beni zoncha, is not true. That's not fair. And what the Adam can say is, listen, I'm not going to support you. And yes, you need to support yourself. So you know what? I'm being moichel. You're my siyadayim, and relieve myself from your financial support. But to say I'm going to keep your my siyadayim and not give support, that you can't do. The Morris is saying back. The Morris says, okay.
So what, like he's in Eved at night. Isn't that the whole point of
evidence? Yes, but you have to support him if you want to get that. If you don't want to support him, so then you own him, but you can't force him to work, because when you say any zonka, you basically automatically said that I'm allowing you to go support yourself.
Right, I'm just trying to understand the relationship now. Is it that, well, you know, the Masi Adayim up to the point that you know, you can make foreigners yourself, but after that, you know, like, okay, so I'll give you the mornings off, and then you'll be able to, you know, to feed yourself, but in the afternoon...
No, he still has rights to work, whatever, yeah, correct, yeah, correct. The Morris is going to go through that. Okay, so the Morris is, but now the Mishnah contrasts the Eved to the Isha. The person wants to say, the person says, I don't want to support the Eved, he can do that, but I don't want to support the wife, he can't do that. So now, once we send the scenario where the Eved was, that he's saying, see my Siyadayach l'mazon ha'secho, so then we're saying, by a woman, you can't even do that. Okay. Dichvasa gabi isha. Darmalot si maisa yadayich b'mazonasayich. You know what? I have a key of your mazonas. I have a right to get your maisa yadayim. You know what? I have a better idea. Keep your maisa yadayim and go support yourself. So Mishnah is saying, you can't do that. Because we're contrasting that by the Eved he could, and by the isha he can't. So, Isha, my loy. Why not? Why can't... He said, the Machiyah Mazonis, we saw in Ksubas, is tied to his right to Maisi Yadayim. He can be Merkel and Maisi Yadayim and let her feed herself. Well, why not? Our answer is Isha, but Eloy Sofka. The problem over here was that the Maisi Yadayim were not sufficient to support her. And the Mishnah is saying that the Mazonis are tied to Maisi Yadayim.
Maybe he couldn't work enough.
So the Mazonos tied to Maisi Yadayim, so I could have argued that he has right to say, listen, if your Maisi Yadayim are limited, that I feel bad for you, but I'm not going to give you a full Mazonos without getting full Maisi Yadayim. So tough luck. Go take care of yourself. So Mishnah, you can't do that. She has to get a certain amount of Mazonos, and if by saying... take your Maisa Daim and support yourself is not going to be sufficient. He can't do that. He has to guarantee her a certain amount of support. So Morris says, okay. Eved Nami Bidaloi Sofik. So the parallel case by the Eved is also the same thing. That the Eved can't support himself. And we're saying, to tell the Eved, I'm going to make you work and you figure out how to get your Mazonos, he can't do because he's got to have what to live on. And now we're saying, but when a situation where the Mazonos are not sufficient, he could tell the Eved, you go support yourself and tough luck. I really said that he can't do it in such a way that the Eved's not going to want to live on. Now we're saying he could. So how does that work? Some more answers. Avda denom kreise lo yishavi lemori lemarse lemay misboy. So you're telling me that this Eved can't even make enough work on his own to fill up his stomach. Who needs an Eved? He can't even work enough to develop his stomach. So what's the problem? So, but he can't support himself. So the audience says, "Listen, that's not my response. That's not what I bought into when I bought you. Ella, if you need, so go knock on doors. Right, ask for handouts, but that's not the chiv of the audience. Whereas that would be a chiv of the Isha." The husband can say, listen, I married a wife who can't support herself. Who needs a wife like that? There's no such argument. By never, that's an argument. So that's not the other's responsibility to make sure he has enough food to feed his stomach.